This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Rural and small communities across southern Indiana have spent months or years planning for the eclipse, which is expected to bring the largest amount of people ever to some parts of the region. Being in the path of totality presents a truly unique opportunity for counties to entice visitors to come back later, while also serving as a significant preparation challenge for areas already low on resources, infrastructure, and manpower. Chad Jenkins, director of the Brown County Emergency Management Agency.
My approach to this has been identifying the things that we know that we can plan for, to identify the resources we'll need. And, you know, we know that we're going to run into some challenges on game day. But in identifying those in advance, those challenges are just going to test our playbook. They're not going to be something that completely throws our game plan off.
Each community is unique and requires different levels of planning. Preparation for an event of this magnitude boils down to questioning the things taken for granted. Will traffic prevent first responders and medical personnel from getting work on time? Do grocery stores need to schedule larger shipments weeks in advance? Pittsburgh-based Alcoa Corporation is putting a planned expansion of its Liberty Mine in Warwick County on hold. The company, which operates an aluminum smelting operation in Newburgh, confirmed to Inside Indiana Business it has instead secured agreements to purchase coal from the market. The coal mine is located just outside of Boonville, about 20 miles north of Newburgh, and provided coal to fuel the Warwick operations. Alcoa has sought to expand the mine by more than 3,500 acres, according to a rezoning petition filed with the Warwick Area Plan Commission. That petition has now been pulled from the commission's agenda. The Ports of Indiana has broken ground on a $1.3 million project at the Jeffersonville Port it says will increase barge shipments of steel coils and create public benefits for the community. The project is being supported by a Marine Highway grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation. Plans call for the construction of a 1.2-acre storage area and the purchase of a 70,000-pound capacity forklift. The Port Authority said the project will allow for more shipments to be transported by barge on the Ohio River, eliminating the need for 2,000 long-haul truck trips annually. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Ireland-based sports tech startup WeStream plans to establish its U.S. headquarters in Indianapolis, with the goal of having up to 20 people based there within the next few years. WeStream is a software company that offers a customizable streaming platform for sports organizations to live stream their games. The company's target market includes youth leagues, club sports, and tournament organizers. WeStream is working to set up a U.S. office in Indianapolis at the Emerging Manufacturing Collaboration Center, or EMC2, on the campus of the 16 Tech Innovation District. The company's first Indianapolis-based hire will be a sales director, followed by a marketing director, with plans to add to that team as the company's revenue grows. Indiana gambling regulators on Thursday brushed off concerns over the effects of a targeted last-minute legislative change to the agency's budget and casino fines. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
State House Republicans this month finalized legislation increasing lawmaker oversight over the Indiana Gaming Commission's extra budgetary requests. Under current law, the executive branch can approve augmentation or increased spending authorization without legislative involvement. But beginning in July, Senate Enrolled Act 256 will block the state budget agency or any other source from augmenting the commission's budget without state budget committee approval. The entity is made up of four voting lawmakers and the state budget director, and it usually meets every 60 days. The legislation additionally directs casino fines and penalty money to the state's coffers instead of the commission's. Republican Senator Chris Garten of Charlestown has led efforts to crack down on the commission after going public with his grievances over the interim. He maintains it is too aggressive and punitive in regulating casinos. Opponents, however, argued the changes could impede regulators' efforts, even as a former lawmaker is currently headed to prison for his involvement in a casino bribery scandal. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana's unemployment rate was 3.5% in February, unchanged from the previous month. The Indiana Department of Workforce Development said Friday that the state added 2,800 private sector jobs over January. The DWD said Indiana's total private employment stands at 2,845,000. The state primarily saw job gains in the private, educational, and health services, manufacturing, leisure and hospitality, professional business services, and construction sectors. The state's labor force participation rate fell 0.2% to 62.8%, which remains above the national rate, which stayed flat at 62.5%. Naval Service Warfare Center, Crane Division, and Indiana University have signed their first education services agreement. NSWC Crane Technical Director Angela Lewis said the agreement will allow Crane's workforce to further develop leadership skills and participate in curriculum tailored to the Department of Defense and Navy environment. The 10-year agreement was signed Wednesday by Lewis and Sean Mooney, Dean of the O'Neill School of Public and Environmental Affairs at IU. ISD Director Don Lamb is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.